One of my favorite quotes from Pope Benedict is this: "The world offers you comfort, but you are not made for comfort. You are made for greatness." It seems like a good description of Jesus' parable and what it's meant to convey to us today. The scriptures today ask us to lift our gaze beyond this moment, to look beyond our immediate view. We are invited to take up the gaze of eternity. Everything we experience now is only a very small part of our life, our existence. So what do you see? What do you see when you try to gaze upon your whole existence? It's a lot to take in. When we focus merely on the present and we exclude the future, we begin to act and live as if that is all there is. The Lord challenges us to be always aware of the greatness that He calls us to. I think most of us, most people, live in a much more confined version of their existence than God wants for them or desires for them. How often do we operate from this perspective that makes us kind of small, or we have small plans, and God wants to do so much more with our lives? We let our fear or concern take precedence, or we allow greed or jealousy or our insecurity to guide us. And because of this, we live in a much more limited, a much more restricted awareness of reality. Jesus gives us the parable of the rich man today who has a bountiful harvest. Stop and consider in your own life, what is a bountiful harvest? What would that look like for you? How would you know this is a bountiful harvest in my life? What would you say? Or another way to consider the question, what are the ways that God has blessed you? What are the bountiful harvests that you have received? What are the gifts and blessings that you have been granted? Sometimes I think we fail to see these, or we kind of take them for granted. So what are those things that God has blessed us with? What is the rich man's decision when he has this abundance? What does he decide to do? Does he say, you know, I'm going to use this to help others? It seems like a great thing. Or I'm going to give my excess to those who need it. No. Instead, he presumes that these gifts are given to him for just himself. I'll build bigger barns. Great idea. And then he says to himself, you know, it's kind of the reality that we all kind of speak to ourselves, I think, at times. Self, as for you, you've got so many good things stored up for many years. Eat, drink, and be merry. How many of us kind of dream of this? This is what we want, right? Retirement or something at the end of our lives where we have it all taken care of and everything is going to be great and it's going to be awesome. We got it all. You know, we are called to look beyond that. This is true of we can have great possessions both physically, like the physical things we have, or our talents and abilities. Are we generous with those things? Do we give what we have received from? Do we offer those, or do we hold on tight to them? This is mine. Thank you. This is mine. I earned this. I did this. Thank you. Me, right? Sometimes I find myself there, and that's a big problem when that happens. Should we not instead recognize that if we are having anything, if we have any abundance at all, it is an abundance that God has given to us, that He has allowed in our lives. And it's not just for us. It's for those around us as well. So we can't boast of anything that has been given to us. And yet how often do we try to clamp on to these things, whether it's our lives, our things, our health, maybe our spiritual graces at times, and we try to snatch these and hold on to them as if they can give us some kind of security. I rest in my possessions. I rest in my health. I rest in my whatever it is. What is that thing that we sometimes try to put our hope in? If in this moment we had to give an account of our lives to the Lord, would He be pleased? Would He be pleased with what we have done with the gifts that He has given us? It's a good thing for us to ponder from time to time. Perhaps you find yourself a little, you know, have a little trepidation about that, or maybe you know you haven't been as generous as you would wish you would have been. But here's the good news. The good news is we're still here, we're still alive, and we can change. We can change, we can be renewed, and it's not too late for us to say, Lord, I want to be different. We can give thanks for the gifts that we have received from God, for those bountiful things we have been given. We can repent and ask God's mercy into those parts of our lives where we have been stingy or selfish, or we have not given God what He asks of us. Jesus wants us to live with generous hearts. He wants us to live in the eternal life even now, in this time, in our lives. So let's not get stuck on living in this moment alone, but looking to the eternal life. When we look around our parish family, when I look around, I see so many people already living generously. It's very exciting for me. It's very exciting for me to look around and say, wow, these people are excited to live their faith, and they're trying to do it, and they're doing a good job of it. For me, that's really exciting. But maybe there's parts of us, we each know ourselves the best, right? Maybe there's parts of us that we need to surrender to God or be generous with, and we know those parts. What are those things? Dear young people, I want to invite you, I want to challenge you to be generous with your lives. Don't be afraid to be generous. Begin practicing generosity even now in your lives. It's a good thing for us to practice generosity. Life's circumstances and the experiences that we have day in and day out, they will constantly challenge us to approach the Lord with open hands, with the gifts that we have. Again and again, we will be challenged not to grasp, not to take, but to give. Lord, I give you this. We'll try to hold on to things, whether it's relationships, experiences that we have, different things that come and go. Jesus wants to give us things. But sometimes He takes something away so that He can give us something even greater. Have the faith, have the patience to trust in that. Trust that God is calling us to something great. And elders and adults and parents, teach the young to be generous. Help them to do this. It's a lesson that we need always to learn again and again. Give them opportunities to learn to be generous. To be centered on others rather than centered on self. The essence of our calling is to be saints. And let us remember that we are not made for comfort, but rather we are made for greatness.